Hello again and welcome back. However, if you're joining this series mid-flight, let me just set the scene. We're talking about the consulting conversation of clarifying with the client, the problem, the outcome, the value. So the first step of that, which we discussed in the last episode, was establishing clarity around the problem statement. And we discussed that in terms of a problem statement being a description of the current situation and why corrective action is required. So much for the problem. This episode, the outcome distinction, is going to focus on clarifying the outcome statement, by which I mean a description of a desirable future state. So a future state to take the organization to and why that is attractive and how it could be evidenced. So this is a critical gateway in problem solving, from analyzing the problem to the design of how to achieve the result. Now, despite it being critical, and you might think obvious that we would need to know the future state we're moving towards, as I'll probably touch on as we go through, this is another thing that is often not done well, and a skilled consultant can really add value around creating the distinction of the outcome. When I say distinction, I mean be clear that when we're describing the outcome, it's not the deliverable and it's not the benefit. It's the future state we are designing towards. Lewis Carroll's Alice in Wonderland has a character, the Cheshire Cat. Cheshire Cat says, "If you don't know where you're going, any road will get you there. If only you walk long enough." End quote. So the outcome is necessary to know where we are going, if you like, to be proactive in our problem solving and in driving change. So when we're describing a problem as a situation requiring corrective action, I guess you could see that as reactive. You know, we focus on eliminating or remedying the problem. And that's a reactive focus. It can quite often be a narrow focus. Outcome focus is thinking about how do we achieve that result. So it's a more proactive, possibly creative way of approaching the problem solving. It's definitely going to help us to think divergently and open up options as we go through the double diamond. So far, so good. You might think this is simple enough. All I'm doing is describing the future state in attractive terms, and ideally how success will be evidenced. How hard is that? And having asked how hard is that, let me just say that in life, people do seem to find this hard. As consultants, we or I have been talking about outcomes and outcome definition for well over 25 years. And this is still something that we find needs to be explained. One of the key skills of any change leader is to really understand how to do a good job of outcome definition. So the thinking traps, I think, are to confuse the outcome with the deliverable or with the benefit. So just let me give you a simple example. Which of these is the outcome, do you think? We are going to create a new platform to improve the automation of trade booking. Okay. Compare with, through improved automation of trade booking, we're going to achieve a straight-through processing percentage in excess of 90%. Do you hear the difference? The platform is the deliverable. In the second statement, we were talking about a future state and how it would be evidenced in terms of the high level of straight-through processing. Using that as the outcome, you know, we can focus on how do we achieve that result. We can measure it. We can see how we're tracking towards it. Let me just give you a, you know, another example. So we could say, on the one hand, you know, through technology and other changes, we're working towards a straight-through processing percentage in excess of 90%. Or we could say, through process improvement, we are going to achieve a reduction in operational risk because there'll be less manual intervention, and we should see productivity improvements in excess of £1 million per year. Okay, if you heard those two, hopefully you heard that the second one was really the benefit. When we start to talk about, you know, what's this going to make me? What's this going to save me? We're definitely talking about the benefits. Now, benefit is a very valid goal, and it's a, you know, very good thing to track benefits realization. You do need to understand that that is a lag measure. And this is why the distinction is important. You know, I would say, yeah, I absolutely agree that the deliverable and the outcome and the benefit, they are all goals and they are all objectives, but it's the outcome where we should be placing our focus as consultants. And definitely that's where we should be seeking to clarify and add value. You know, if we only focus on the deliverable, for in this example, the new platform, the danger is all of the attention and project management will go into the construction of the deliverable and, you know, getting something into production, you know, on scope, on budget, and on time, and all good, but nobody might have focused on the adoption. And if that platform isn't used, then, you know, the outcome will not be achieved. That percentage target will not be achieved. And similarly, you know, just by having the focus on the benefit and achieving benefit, that can also drive the wrong behavior. If we just focus on cost reduction, you know, we might just embark on a, you know, do more with less campaign and take cost out of the process without actually improving how that process operates. Now, as this podcast sequence is about consulting conversations, I'd like to turn to the conversational skills you can use as a consultant to drive towards outcomes and to define outcomes more effectively. And like many conversations, perhaps it starts with mindset and what thinking mode are you in? Let me put it to you. There are three different thinking modes we can talk about: action thinking, problem thinking, or outcome thinking. Now, action thinking, you'll hear, you know, when people just want to drive towards a solution, you know, just do something about this situation. Problem thinking, again, people can focus on the problem and feeling trapped in a situation and trying to find a way out of the problem. Now, outcome is then a third and separate mode of thinking. It's a more positive mindset, almost a growth mindset around this is the desirable future and how can we work towards that. As a consultant in conversation with a client or a stakeholder, if you want to access that outcome mode of thinking, I highly recommend you research and try and master a technique known as appreciative inquiry. Now, I'll summarize. In essence, appreciative inquiry is the art of asking positive questions that have people think positively about future possibilities and their vision. And whilst that's occurring, entering into the outcome thinking mode, which actually also taps in to positive emotions. And this is quite a hard skill for some people to grasp, but particularly anyone who's been brought up as a business analyst or a process analyst, we're often trained really to analyze the process to find where the errors are, you know, where are the delays, where are the bottlenecks, where, you know, where are errors introduced, where is the manual intervention, where is the cost in the process. And you might hear those kind of problem thinking and rather rather negative questioning. And when you're working with your clients and stakeholders, those negative questioning can generally lead to a kind of a negative mindset. So an appreciative inquiry, you're really disciplining yourself to be relentlessly positive. So you'd ask questions along the lines of, where does this work well today? Where are there examples of good practice? Is there any situation in which we already achieve this result, which could then lead to questions of, okay, so if we get this result here and here, you know, what can we do to get more of that? And okay, if we were to, you know, to get those results and scale them up, you know, what would that allow you to do? What does success look like? What are you ultimately trying to achieve? How would you know you've got there? How would this fit in to your big picture, your overall vision and strategy? So how would this really serve you? And, you know, how would it improve the client experience or inspire the conversation? So by asking appreciative inquiry questions, we're opening up growth and possibility, and we're working towards that outcome. You know, the simple definition of what does success mean to you, and how will you know when you've achieved it? Let me underline now why this is worthwhile and what are the benefits of clarifying the outcome and applying this distinction. So as I said, you know, we are anchoring and writing down the desirable future state. This is a goal now for the next stages in the double diamond, the creative and holistic design thinking about how can we arrive or progress towards that future state. Not only is it the starting point for design thinking, but it's also the starting point really for communications and for buy-in. You know, this is an attractive description of the future state. And if we've been clear on how that would be evidenced in terms of metrics, then we're starting to set up the performance tracking that will allow us in due course to confirm value and work in an agile way towards achieving the outcome. You might be interested to know that when we in Zionic a few years ago surveyed hundreds of change programs in financial services, the clarity and relentless focus on achieving the outcome was the number one success factor. It is the gateway to proactive planning, which consists of designing a desirable future and finding ways of moving towards it as effectively as possible. Well, we're nearly done with the clarify step of the consulting life cycle. And how we're nearly done with this episode on outcome. There is one more thing left to clarify, which will be where we go next in the next episode. And that is clarifying, you know, the business value that will flow from solving the problem and achieving the outcome. Another hugely important conversation. So thank you for your time right now. Until next time, this is Chris.